Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Box, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3. Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. My youngest grandchild is 8 months old and developing at warp speed. I see him about once a week, and I'm always amazed to see the change in his skills from one visit to the next. His growth and development is largely due to his healthy appetite. He's breaking into solid food now, but his favorite go-to has been and continues to be mommy's milk. Every baby needs milk in order to grow strong, so their feeding often begins when they're only minutes old. Today's Bible verse uses this imagery of newborns and milk to teach the importance of believers' spiritual nourishment to their spiritual growth and maturity. From the moment of conversion, we need pure spiritual milk. The classic Greek word for babies infers an infant nursing at its mother's breast, totally dependent on that milk for its nutritional needs. Crave describes the intensity of the little one's instinctive, God-given desire for his tummy to be filled. Some Bible versions translate crave as earnestly desire or intensely yearn. It's a picture of a baby nearly frantic with that desire to be fed, his wee arms and legs flailing, his face turning red from howling. When put to his mother's breast, he tastes the milk and is immediately soothed. It meets his most basic need. Pure, as it describes spiritual milk, means to be unadulterated, undiluted, or unpolluted. The original Greek word from which it's translated shares a root with logos, which itself means word. That's why some Bible versions use the phrase, the pure milk of the word. Pure milk of the word suggests two things. First, the scriptures, the written word of God. As believers, we're to earnestly desire the Bible's teachings as much or more than our bodies crave physical food. That's because these teachings are inspired, given to us by God for our good. We need them not only to live, but to flourish. Matthew 4:4 says, "People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And in Deuteronomy 32, Moses told the Israelites, "These instructions or these words from God are not empty words. They are your life." So the Bible, God's written word, is super important to our well-being. But get this. While we want to have a healthy respect for God's holy words, respect for them is not enough to help us grow and flourish. We need to read the word. But here's another caveat. Reading it is necessary, but how we read it matters. It's way too easy to read God's word as an item on our Christianese to-do list, like an activity to be checked off. It's also easy to read it with our minds in another place, or to skim through a passage and misinterpret it because we miss the context, or to flip open the Bible and read wherever our eyes or our pointer finger lands. According to 2 Timothy, we're to read and study it thoughtfully for the goal of having an accurate understanding. James 1:22 says to take it a step further. We're to put it into practice, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. The pure milk of the word, specifically God's written word, benefits us when we crave it like a newborn craves milk, and when we don't dilute it with spiritual-sounding teachings that don't actually align with the truth. Psalm 119:25 says, "The word of God revives us." And John 17:17 says, "Its truth makes us holy." Oh, how we desperately need God's word as our spiritual milk for our growth. So let's fill up on it. The phrase pure milk of the word also implies the person of Jesus, the living word, the word of God incarnate. John 1:1 gives him this name. In the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God and the word was God. John 1:14 affirms this is Jesus. So the word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Yearning intensely for Jesus should be characteristic of our lives when we profess to know and follow him. If we want to grow spiritually, then let's consider spending time with him a delight. Let's regard conversing with him in prayer as a joy. Let's seek to embrace his teachings, knowing they're for our benefit. The written word of God revives us and makes us holy. The same is true for the word of God incarnate. He revives us and makes us holy. So let's long for the pure milk of the living word of God and find our satisfaction in him, for he is our life. We had a taste of the Lord's kindness when he drew us into relationship with himself through Jesus Christ. But that was just the beginning. That was enough to whet our spiritual appetite. Let's not stop there, okay? Let's hunger for pure spiritual milk, the pure milk of the word, so we can grow into a full experience of salvation. Because, my friend, the best is yet to come. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us a taste of your kindness. Now create in us an insatiable desire for pure spiritual milk, the pure milk of the word. Give us a craving for your written word and an intense thirst for Jesus, the word incarnate. Fill us up, Lord, and show us what it means to experience the fullness of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.